Today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
In the travel news, bomb-sniffing mice may be on their way to an airport near you.
More special offers from John Holloway exclusively for Travel Guys radio listeners.
At 2:20, we'll take you behind the scenes inside the new terminal at Sacramento International Airport.
At 2:35, we'll talk to the luckiest travel blogger on the planet.
And finally today, it's a grand afternoon for seeing the cast of the Cosmopolitan Cabaret are live with us in studio.
All that and more coming up today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling
man. It's another episode
man.
Of the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. A fabulous Valentine's Day Sunday weekend to you. I'm Tom Romano along with Sports Leisure Vacations' Mark Hoffman. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Got a big show. You just heard all the stuff coming up. So, as always, let's get to it. And if one of the things we always start off with, music please. And it is time for the travel news. And with the news, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hoffman.
The government wants their share of the bag fee bonanza. The Government Accountability Office is suggesting Congress could tax bag fees to help offset an expected $25 billion shortfall in the FAA Runway and Airport Trust Fund. This fund supports airport infrastructure and air traffic control. The Internal Revenue Code would have to be amended to make mandatory the taxation of these optional service fees. Yes, Tom?
Yeah, I was just going to say, be afraid of anything that is referred to as an accelerary fee, whatever that word is.
Exactly.
That means anything they want.
Bad news from South America. In fact, what a thematic show we have today.
Yes.
Fire destroyed Samba Group's props and costumes in Rio. A massive fire has destroyed the warehouses where Rio de Janeiro's Samba Group stored their props and costumes for Brazil's largest and most famous carnival parade. 14 warehouses were destroyed in the fire. The president of the group said the loss was devastating as the March celebration is just around the corner. The mayor of Rio vowed that all groups will parade this year and the warehouses will be rebuilt.
Wow.
And we have a little bit of that carnival action for you later on in the program. Delta Airlines is adding premium economy seats on international flights. Delta will add a new premium economy class on some of its international flights starting this summer on their Boeing 757 aircraft. The premium economy seats are being added on planes that fly the long-haul international routes. It's similar to upgraded economy services currently available on flights operated by Air France and KLM. It'll be the first few rows of the economy cabin, and customers who have purchased an international economy ticket will have the opportunity to upgrade to that section for between $80 and $160.
What is a premium economy seat?
That would
look
be
like
similar to United's Economy Plus. The idea is that you get a few inches of extra leg room. Delta has these new seats that move forward and down, and someday we'll spend 20 minutes talking about that. But basically, the seats will give you a little bit better slant, and you'll have a little bit more room. Something that folks have asked for a long time, frankly.
All right.
A little cheaper something in economy. Ryanair passengers had a mutiny last week. Police removed more than 100 passengers from a Ryanair flight preparing to leave the Canary Islands. The incident happened when an airline employee tried to charge one passenger, a student, extra for carry-on baggage, and his friends already on board the flight mutinied. The pilot radioed for police, who insisted everyone get off the plane, and only some passengers were allowed back on. The rest had to find alternative flights. A spokesman for Ryanair said the bag in question was oversized, and police refused to let the group board because of security reasons.
You know, I think it should be required. They give you a little calming pill, you know, with check-in, so that you just don't get kind of weird. I mean, you know, plan ahead, people.
Right. It's Ryanair. I suppose that's really an adventure over in Europe. I don't have any plans to fly it anytime soon. Winter storms this year have canceled over 86,000 airline flights, have cost the airlines over $600 million. It's been a winter of epic proportions. Hundreds of millions in lost revenue, and it's not even Valentine's Day yet. According to Bloomberg News, airlines may be headed for more than $600 million in weather-related losses as U.S. winter storms trigger the most flight cancellations since the government began tracking the data in 1987. Since November 1st, over 89,000 flights have been canceled, not all of those due to weather, but most of them. Last week's storm alone kicked 14,000 cancellations in just over 2 days. days. And finally, body scans, dangerous? Criminal? Two new developments in the land of full-body scanners are worth mentioning today. USA's Today's Allison Young reports that the TSA is under the gun to provide radiation inspection reports to back up its claim that the radiation dose is low, equivalent to what a person receives during 2 minutes inside an airplane at cruising altitude. It has been 2 months since lawmakers called for the reports to be made public. The TSA says the delay is to ensure the reports don't contain any, quote, sensitive security or privacy-protected information, end quote, and that all the reports should be released within the next couple of weeks. Meanwhile, AOL News' Sharon Weinberger covers a story about new proposed legislation that would make it a crime to share images taken by the full body scanner. The possible amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill would make an offense punishable by up to a year in prison and a fine of $100,000 if someone looks at your pee-pee.
There you go.
Or any other body parts.
There you go.
And that is the travel news for today.
By the way, did you hear the Jay Leno joke the other day? He was talking about there was a power outage at an airport, right in the middle, and it was something like, can you imagine what it must be like to be, somebody's doing a full body a search of you, and then the lights go out?
Did you hear, that's,
talk about no, thinking that you're getting lucky.
I've got a can you top this about the body scanners, though. In Israel, they have decided, an Israeli company is proposing sniffer mice to detect explosives at airport security checkpoints. They use the mice to sniff out explosives. The company, which is staffed by biologists and soldiers from the Israeli Special Forces, says that mice have a keener sense of smell than dogs, and they can be trained to identify the odor of explosive materials as unpleasant. Get this. Last year, they tested they had 1,000 dummies. 22 of them had real explosive device. The mice found every single one.
That's crazy. Now, so you're on a plane. You know, the snakes on a plane, it's going to be mice on the plane, and then you're going to be going, oh, don't worry, folks, those are the bomb-sniffing mice, not the other ones.
Yes, those are the bomb-sniffing mice. All right, busy show today, we got to get rolling.
What else we got?
Cosmo right now, Kids, we got John Holloway.
John Holloway, welcome, John. Once again, it's that time on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio Show to bring on the travel gadget guy expert. That's John Holloway from Travel Outfitters. John, welcome back to the show here on this Valentine's Day weekend. I bet you got lots of stuff going on in the store, people coming in and buying gifts for their Valentines, right?
Yeah, happy Valentine's, ladies out there.
And so if people wanted to come by Holloway Travel Outfitters and pick up something at a special Travel Guys bargain, what would that be, John?
Well, how about a purse, guys? Are you so bold to go and get your lady a purse? If nothing else, we have gift certificates, but we are having a big deal. We can honor this 25% off our anti-theft purses. We have a free passport photo service. That might be a nice kind of little trick to tell her. Instead of buying the ticket up front, maybe get her.
Take her in and get her the passport photos and then make her think that there's something to follow.
There you go.
Hope that there is. So 25% off of the travel security purses, free passport photos.
And 20% off our RFID passport holders, which is radio frequency identification. This is one of the deals we ran recently where we want, and we're going to continue it, where we give you this deal off of a security device to protect your passport information.
So to get any of these special offers, all you need to do, come into Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue, mention Travel Guys. Actually, just go in and say, I'd like to know about the Travel Guys specials. They'll tell you, and John's staff will tell you who they are. John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK, one of the things we do here on the Travel Guys radio show is bring you up to date on things that relate to travel that are in progress in the Sacramento area. And, of course, the new build-out at the Sac International Airport is certainly one of those. Mark, got a special guest in the studio today. Who do we have?
We do. There was a special press preview earlier this week, press and industry preview, I guess you could call it. And while I was up in Long Beach, Washington, and you were hard at work, so we sent one of our road reporters, Chris Galloway, out to check out the new airport and take the big tour, sample some of the food and all that kind of stuff. Last time we talked to Chris was in the middle of the night, I believe. He was cuddled up next to Mount Fuji in Japan or something like that. Am I remembering correctly?
That's it.
Yeah, and it was middle of the night. When you got back, you related to us that what you had shared with us, that you'd left out a few of the details.
I exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah, how is that?
Well, it was pouring rain, and the entire mountain was under fog, so we did not see anything.
Yeah, but you had seen it, and you did Theater of the Mind.
Theater of the Mind,
remember.
Yes, exactly. And it can now be revealed that Mount Fuji was actually not visible. What is this?
Oh, that's okay. That's just my cricket.
It's just your cell phone going off.
Okay.
There's nothing like live radio.
I put him down.
All right, Chris Galloway is
good
with
to
us.
Have you in the studio, Chris.
One of our road reporters went out to the airport preview. So I understand the big project is not only on time and on budget, but is really coming together well. Share with us some of your impressions of the new terminal at Sacramento International Airport.
Well, you're right. It is shaping up. They have done a lot of work. It is a functional building. Pretty much they brought us in. They took us in simulating what it would be like for an arrival of international passengers. They've got the customs area all set up. They've already got the lanes in. They've got the detention cells in for the nervous and fidgety passengers.
I see.
People okay, that'll be one of me, yes.
People who might be carrying something at unknown substance or may need a little further questioning.
The search room.
Yes, the search rooms. Well, that will be an improvement because, you know, international passengers arriving in Sacramento heretofore have had to come into that old commuter terminal building that they converted. Mm-hmm. What an embarrassment. That has to be the worst international arrivals building in the country.
Chris, what kind of a style? I saw some of the video on television. It looks like tall, high ceilings and so forth. Describe the interior for me.
Well, it's ultra-modern, and as you said, yes, it's very high ceilings. They've used a lot of natural materials, a lot of glass to try to capture the natural illumination. The roof is a wave that, you know, pitches upwards, and that actually directs the light in. It's absolutely gorgeous. Lots of stainless steel. They've got a terrazzo flooring that'll be polished and shined. Of course, it wasn't just yet. But the building is really coming together. The storefronts and everything, they're already framed, and they had artist renditions, the paintings out there, so you'll kind of get an idea of what it looks like.
Now, we should tell folks that,
yes,
that Chris
yes.
took some pictures, and that if you go to travelguysradio.com right now or after the program anytime, you can look at and see some of the pictures that he took inside of the building, which really, as we were looking at some of them, Chris, there's a lot of space. I mean, it looks like it's really going to be very spacious, and there's going to be a lot of room for people to be able to move around.
Yes, absolutely. It's just impressive, the size of it. It really, really is. And with the architecture, the way that it is, it emphasizes that.
And so they had some food out there also. I know
they
Randy Perigary's restaurant was represented out there for the preview.
Yes, Esquire Grill. It's mm-hmm. An offshoot of the location down by the Capitol building.
Yeah. The old Esquire Theater originally downtown, and so they're going to have Jack's Urban Eats and some other local eateries represented out there. How was the food tasting that you...
The food was excellent.
Of course, I'm guessing that Randy probably put his best foot forward, wouldn't you think, Tom?
Yes, he did. He brought his executive chef, a friend of ours here at KFBK, and, of course, the husband of Kitty O'Neill, or Kitty O'Neill's, or should I say Kurt Spataro is Kitty O'Neill's husband, brought Kurt out, and I'm sure he put together a great spread.
Chris,
Kurt,
you had a chance
excellent.
to talk to Kurt, did you not, about the food situation out there? No, you didn't. Okay, well, we can edit that.
Okay, Chris, you've traveled internationally. Does this airport remind you of anything that you've seen that people might be able to visualize?
Actually, yeah, it reminds me of the new Beijing terminal that was built for the 2008 Olympics there. Really just in the style of the architecture and also the grandeur of it, really.
Wow. That's quite a compliment. So we've gone from being out in with a little building out in the North 40 to being kind of like Beijing. So I guess
jumping into the 21st century.
Yeah.
Did anyone reveal at this time what particular airlines will be flying out of the new terminal?
No, actually that was something that I had expected to learn, but that was conveniently left out.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Mark?
Well, I think that Little Birdie has told me more than once that Southwest will be over there, which shouldn't surprise anybody. They have as many departures as the rest of the carriers in town combined, so they would make the most use of the new terminal, and they moved into the previous new building when it opened. So I would also guess that Alaska, because they are providing the only international service, picking up where Mexicana left off, and also that Alaska is flying to Hawaii. I would guess that you would probably see Alaska in there, and I'm going to guess that Hawaiian Air will be in there. Those would be three guesses, and I'm going to say probably Delta maybe is the next biggest carrier. So you're going to see some shuffling. And then, of course, when the new terminal opens in November and everybody moves out of the two existing old buildings there, then those will be demolished. And so that will create – make it a little easier for planes to move around and stuff like that. So we're going to have a people mover. We're going to be moving from – so, Chris, were you guys both on the land and the air side? Did they show you both parts?
No, it was the air side.
They were – you guys were all out on the air side.
Yes.
So, and Tom, I noticed here that the a good portion – this being a billion-dollar construction project, which is pretty sizable.
Yes, that is.
Especially considering the economic times in the area here. Almost half of the dollars, according to the press report, was contracted to Northern California firms. So we can actually say that – not only is it our airport, but it really is our airport.
Very cool. Did they talk about the giant red rabbit?
No.
The okay. giant red? What's the giant red rabbit?
Know about the
no.
giant red.
There's a story here.
Well, one of the things the money that was earmarked for the airport was for the arts. Okay.
Okay.
And one of the things that they did was they needed a piece of sculpture. And they contracted, and I don't remember the amount, but it's a lot, for a sculpture. And the guy that they chose has created a giant red rabbit.
So this is the takeoff on the luggage sculptures in the
exactly.
other building.
Exactly, and the giant red rabbit, which is too large to get in one piece, will be brought in pieces and then reassembled as a piece of artwork inside the
well,
new
we
terminal.
Will send Chris out there to wait diligently for the arrival of the red
giant
rabbit,
red rabbit.
At the airport. Chris yeah. Galloway, our road reporter, thank you for covering for Tom and I and going out and sampling. What a difficult job. Going out and sampling.
Yeah, it's a rough life. Somebody's got to do it.
Gourmet foods. And we'll send you back to Mount Fuji in the fog. Chris Galloway, thank you for your report. We'll be back with more right after this break. You're listening to The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. There is a ton of information out there on the internet about travel. There are zillions of people who are writing about travel, giving their opinion on TripAdvisor, and who are talking about different things. And then there is a group of road warriors who have become professionals in terms of sharing information. Some of those folks have their own blog. We are going to speak with a gentleman right now. This is Ben. Ben, I don't even know your last name. That's how far we've gone so far here.
Schlossig.
Well, that's probably why I didn't know it, I guess. Ben Schlossig. Ben has a blog on boardingarea.com, and it is called 1 Mile at a Time.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
And Ben's name online is Lucky, and one of these days I'll find out how you got to that. And Ben writes about a variety of different things, and I thought he would be a terrific guest here on the program to talk about some of the things that we all encounter in the sky but we wonder about.
Yeah, I understand, Ben, you are all about tips, tricks, and travel with luck. Is that right?
Yes, that's what they say. Lucky is actually my dog's name, so that's where that comes from, not that there's any rationale there. But
So, Ben, have you spent any serious time on airplanes in the East Coast this winter?
I actually thrive on the bad weather because typically flights end up being oversold and then they need volunteers and you can get compensated. So I fly into the storm whenever possible. I have done quite a bit of flying up and down the East Coast. Fortunately, nothing too bad that got me.
My general manager went in my general manager found a $158 round trip fare from San Francisco to Miami a couple of months ago. And yep. Which is bizarre, and on United Airlines, and he's flying him and his family to Miami for a week's vacation for literally about a fourth of what a fourth to a third of what it should have cost, and because he got bumped on his previous United flight, he's got some vouchers and stuff like that, and it ended up costing him like $26 for four people to go to home.
Exactly, Miami. I'm very familiar with that. I have lots of friends who took advantage of it. Sometimes the airlines get into fare wars where they try to undercut each other. And I'm guessing in this case it was attacking American Airlines since Miami is one of their hubs. So.
And he just happened to be the lucky recipient one day. Ben, let me ask you about a couple of the things that you've written on your blog here. One of the things that happens often, and it happens here in Sacramento a lot because we have flights that originate here. We're not in the middle of the country. So for a United flight that's headed to Denver is often headed to another destination. Let's call it Columbus. and you'll get on Flight 462 in Sacramento, and you'll go to Denver, and you'll Flight 462 will land, and you'll be just kind of getting comfy in your seat, and the flight attendant will say, okay, all of those of you who are going on to Columbus, gather your stuff. You need to go to gate AB22 and catch your flight. And suddenly people have this confused look on their face. How can that be?
I mean, it is very frustrating, but what U.S. Airlines do is they have flights that they market as direct flights, and there is a distinction between a direct flight and a nonstop flight. So a nonstop flight would be one landing and one takeoff, basically. But for marketing purposes, the airlines will have what they call direct flights, which really have a stop somewhere. And I guess the point of that is so that they could say that they technically have direct service, in this case, between Sacramento and Columbus. And it definitely is very deceiving, I think, to consumers. And the thing is, it's not even just a stop, but lots of times it's an aircraft change. So you're flying a completely different aircraft to Columbus. And, you know, along the same lines, you can actually misconnect in Denver. So you're booked on what you think is a direct flight from Sacramento to Columbus. Your flight from Sacramento to Denver is late, and then you miss your flight to Columbus, even though you thought you were booked on a nonstop or direct flight. So when you're booking your flight, you always want to make sure that you're booking the a nonstop flight instead of a direct flight, because there is a distinction.
So it's a definition issue here, nonstop versus direct.
Exactly. I mean, there are direct flights that have three stops, like United flight.
Ben is being really nice here, and he's and the reality is the airlines are misleading us, is what they're doing. I mean, it's a marketing ploy to make it look like they have service to places without a change of planes that they don't, and they know exactly what they're doing. Ben, can you think of any reason? I've watched this for years and years and years and years. Can you think of any reason that this is legit? I mean,
absolutely no reason.
I mean, other than just from a marketing standpoint.
It's ridiculous. The one airline, which is an exception, is Southwest to a certain extent, because when they have direct flights, they do occasionally let you stay on the plane. But no matter what, I mean, it's ridiculous because it's in no way direct. It's marketing. It's corrupt, I think, and it really is a practice that needs to change.
With that in mind, you know, for our listeners, you know, I mean, we can whine and complain and to say that how could this be legit? But the best thing we can do is warn our listeners to understand the difference. Why don't we do that?
Well, and that's the direct versus nonstop that he's talking about.
Okay, so that's what you have to watch for. Southwest, you're okay?
Yes, I mean, Southwest actually lets you stay on the plane if you're booked on a direct flight.
And the reason for that is because Southwest has their act together so well that they can turn a plane in 20 minutes, and letting you off the plane and putting you back on is a nuisance. The other airlines are not capable of turning a plane in 20 minutes. It takes them 35 or 40 minutes to turn a plane, so they don't have any need for you to be. In fact, you're in the way when you're on the airplane.
That's exactly right.
That pretty much is. Ben, on your blog there, you had a thing about how to sleep on red-eye flights.
Yeah, so I spend about probably on average 2 nights a week on red-eyes, unfortunately, which are flights that leave at night and arrive in the morning, and typically from the West Coast to the East Coast. And nobody really likes those. I think everybody kind of dreads them. But, you know, they are huge time savers, because otherwise flying west to east, you usually, you know, waste the whole day. But I think the key to sleeping on a red-eye is, you know, make sure you dress comfortably. And I wrote an article about this. You know, take a window seat whenever possible so you can lean against the window. And, you know, be careful about your seat selection, because lots of times there's bright TV monitors that could keep you awake. So, you know, consult seatguru.com to figure out where to sit.
What was that again? The seat what now?
Seatguru.com.
Seatguru.
Guru.com. Okay, I got that.
Right. That would have the seat maps for basically every type of aircraft. And I think the best tip, which might not work for everybody, but for me it works, is to wear a hoodie. Because if you put the hoodie over your head, it gives you more cushioning to sleep against the window. And also, I find that the tough thing, especially when you're in coach on a red eye, is trying to figure out where to put your hands, because you don't want to touch the person next to you if you don't know. So I find, you know, a hoodie where you can put your hands in the pouch the best way to sleep. So if you have a hoodie, I would suggest taking it for the red eye. It works wonders for me, at least. So I'm able to get at least 5 hours of sleep that way.
And look for Ben. He's the guy they won't let into the mall. Because he's got the hoodie and
our time is up here. We will definitely have you back in a few weeks. We'll follow you online. You can go to boardingarea.com, click on 1 mile at a time, and you will find some of Ben's postings.
Great
and
stuff.
We'll also put you on travelguysradio.com, Ben, and we'll have you back again in a few weeks.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
This is the Travel Guys Radio Show, News Talk 1530 KFBK. It's that time on the Travel Guys Radio and Entertainment Program where we bring on Michelle Alexander from the Arts and Business Council to get an update on all of the cool and fun stuff in the entertainment world going on in Sacramento. Hi, Michelle. Good Sunday to you.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good, good. Let's take a look at your list and tell me what's going on in Northern California over the next week or two.
Yeah, well, I've got all the sweet tips from Sacramento365.com on what's hot coming up next week. First up, we can kick off the week with a food and wine event at Beer, Broth, and Beethoven, which will be at the Shack in East Sacramento on Thursday, February 17th at 6 p.m. It's a true beer garden experience with German food, a tasting of beers, and a polka band. And it's a special event put on by Tempo, which is the Sacramento Philharmonic's new young professional society that's going to benefit the basically Beethoven show premiering on the 19th. So it should be a great group of folks to hang out with. We've got First Theater next week, the Vagina Monologues at the University Union on the Sac State campus, running Thursday, February 17th through Saturday, February 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. each night. That's a play written by Eve Ensler, which began as casual conversations with her friends, apparently. And the performance is now a series of monologues read by a number of women performed internationally, so you can check it out while it's in your own backyard.
Very cool.
Yeah. You can catch a film, The Magic Christian, during Mid-Mo Movie Night over at Verge Center for the Arts, located at S and 7th Street in Midtown, on Thursday, February 17th at 7:30. This month's Midtown Monthly and Verge Center for the Arts screening of The Magic Christian stars Peter Sellers and Ringo Starr. So we got a good throwback film going on. The film was written by Terry Southern, who also wrote the screenplay for Barbarella and Dr. Strangelove. That should be a fun, interesting event. You can take the kids and fam to go see the Shakespeare-ment 2011 event at Fairy Tale Town in Land Park, Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 3, running February 19th through February 27th. This will be the first production of Shakespeare-ment. It's a one-act adaptation of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Fairies and Fools, featuring young actors 12 to 21 from the Fairy Tale Town's Troopers program. Fun, family-friendly, romp, filled with music, magic, mirth, and mayhem. Should be great to take the little ones. If
one of my favorite places.
Yeah. Little kids like I do. My little two-and-a-half-year-old loves to go to Fairy Tale.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds like a pretty good lineup, and you can find it all, first of all, at 365.com?
It is Sacramento365.
Okay, Sacramento365.com, and, of course, we'll link you there if you go to Travel Guys Radio. .com. Okay, Michelle, you have yourself a fabulous rest of your week and a happy Valentine's Day to you, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place, here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio Show.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. Hi, this is Tom Romano. It's the Travel Guys Radio Show, Travel Guys and Entertainment, for those of you that have been listening since the first of the year. And one of the things that we're now featuring, besides great travel, is great entertainment here in the Sacramento area. And we're really pleased to have in the studio the singers, the cast for It's a Grand Night for Singing now at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. We're going to get to some tunes here in just a couple of minutes. But right now I've got with me Lisa Ferris, one of the cast. Lisa, welcome.
Hi there.
What is it you do?
Well, we're all singers, dancers, performers, and we're doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein review at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret.
What can people expect to see and hear if they don't know much about this particular show?
Oh, well, if they know anything about Rodgers and Hammerstein, if they grew up with The Sound of Music or Oklahoma or State Fair, all 11 of the shows that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote are represented in this musical in one way or another. They can expect to have a great time. It's sort of a journey of different types of love. It's a great, great night of singing and dancing and fun.
Tell me a little bit about some of the cast. Where do we find all you wonderful kids?
Sure. We are a cast of five, three ladies and two gentlemen. We have Melissa Wolfclane, Jill Van Velzer, Ryan Drummond, and Justin Michael Duvall. The four of us are from the Los Angeles area. That includes me, Justin, and Jill. Oh, three of us, actually. And then two are actually from the Bay Area. Ryan and Melissa are both a little bit more local.
Mindy Cooper is your director. Yes. And choreographer. I understand, an extremely talented gal.
Yeah, we love Mindy. She's pretty incredible, a Broadway veteran, but she also is local. She and her husband both work at Davis.
Outstanding. Well, for those that haven't been to the Cosmopolitan Cabaret, it's intimate.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very comfortable. They serve food and drink, and you can make it a complete night out. Well, why don't we give people a taste of what it is that they're going to be seeing at the Cosmo. What tunes are we going to do today?
We're going to do a little bit of Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair from South Pacific. You're also going to hear Some Enchanted Evening.
All right. Well, let's get to it. The cast from It's a Grand Night for Singing from the Cosmopolitan Cabaret.
Enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know.
You're listening to the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio Program, News Talk 1530 KFBK. We've got the cast of A Grand Night for Singing from the Cosmopolitan Cabaret with us here in the studio. Time to wash that man right out of your hair.
Wave that man right out of my arms.
swell. It's been grand. Do you like my hair? Me too. Now get out.
Well, there you have it. Ryan, Justin, Lisa, Jill, and Melissa, the stars of a grand night for singing at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. Now, Lisa, tell us, tickets still available? Where can they get them? I know people are on the edge of their lawnmowers right now.
Absolutely. Tickets are available from now until May 8th. You can either call the box office at 916-557-1999. You can pick them up, or you can buy tickets in person at 1419 H Street by the Wells Fargo Pavilion, or the Cabaret box office at 1000 K Street opens up 2 hours prior to the shows. Wednesday through Sunday. We have shows Wednesday through Sunday with matinees on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we'll have a link to the Cosmopolitan Cabaret and the ticket location right on TravelGuysRadio.com website so that you can go there if you missed any of this. And, of course, for those of you that enjoyed it a lot, you can also go there and download the show and listen to it again. All right, thank you so much, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Say bye to your moms and dads now.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
And Dad.
Wow, what a lot of fun it sounds like you guys had, Tom. All right, a couple of quick housekeeping things here at the end of the program. We have the lucky Sports Leisure Travel Club members for this week. If you are Carol Crowfoot or Mary Lazansky, you need to call the Sports Leisure Vacations office Monday or Tuesday between 8 and 4:30 at 361-8687 and claim your $100 tour certificate. Also, a quick shout-out to a friend of mine who had a heart attack and is recovering at home, I hope by now, Stanley Gordon. So, Stanley, get better. Tom?
Thanks, Mark. Look, if you enjoyed the Cosmopolitan Cabaret Grand Night for singing singers today and would like to go to the show, well, the Cosmopolitan, along with the Travel Guys, has a pair of tickets to give away right now. This is for Wednesday, February 16th, 7 p.m. show, so don't call unless you can go. On February 16th, you can pick these tickets up tomorrow here at KFBK Radio. And what we'll do is we'll give these away right now to the sixth caller at 921-1530. That's 921-1530. The sixth caller wins. Mark?
That about does it for the Travel Guys. Give us a call right now if you want to win those tickets to the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. The sixth caller as we go off the air. We'll see you next week. We are the Travel Guys.